Fire, what are you saying?
I.
We are here again. Fire, before we start, tell people about that color, yo, so they know what's going on.
Oh, it is?
You know, go purple and white, and anybody in Jamaica know about Jamaica, no Kingston College, so, you know, 140 is the brave may fall, but never yield.
All right, then. What are we reading about today?
Today, we are reading about the concept of black culture, but we really want to talk about what is known as black culture to most people is white-made black culture.
Yeah.
So that's what I want.
And I want to say respect to my man, Beers, one of the number one teachers in Philadelphia. We were reasoning, he brought it up. And that's why I had to pirate. He's the reason I came up with this idea, or he inspired this podcast. So respect to Beers same way. All right. So majority of the times we misidentify. Is that a word? Misidentify? We misidentify black culture with what actually is a representation of black culture that has been given to us by white people. Mm-hmm. When we talk about black culture, for some reason, we don't talk about any subculture. We talk about black culture like an absolute. So like you have a hoodie on, right? And yeah. You rob me. Like yeah. You're representing. Yeah. No, that's
a black culture.
No, that's a subculture. He's a criminal within black culture, but that's not black culture, right? Now, the black culture we receive is obviously through the media. And a lot of times the people who create the representation of that culture that we receive are not black, or they may be black in pigmentation, but not black mentally, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of white made black culture. There's a show I watch called Everybody Hates Chris, right? I guess it's supposed to be about Chris Rock in his childhood. Check out the show. I'm not sure if it's streaming for free. There has to be some clips on YouTube. What you'll notice is very weird on that show. You'll see how women act from the infant to the grandmother. Every black woman on that show has an attitude, right? How is that possible? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that possible? Like, I understand, like, it's a family trait, but, like, every woman on that show, the head has to be... Fine, I don't care if it's a five-year-old, you know? The head has to be moving and all this. Yeah, and like,
them,
all right. So you watching that now, and if you don't interact with black people, you would think, you know what I'm saying? And God forbid you see someone actually in real life doing it, you see, like, there you go. There's another thing. There's another example there.
Hold on the fire, because we never want to give another example. Make sure you remember the example, because we don't really want to bypass them.
I have it here.
Because with this concept of the black woman with attitude is a full Hollywood construct.
Foolishness, yeah.
And we realize that even in a lot of movies, even where it's not required, where the attitude is not required, the attitude is given. And it's a script where over and over, you have particular actresses who them actually push towards that role. So now the idea of black woman attitude start to sink in now, where you see it over and over so much, it's almost like an advertisement where it's seeping at the brain, and a lot of the women, them black women, them whether you like it or not, end up start to behave
right.
In that
That's
mannerism,
what I want to touch on, because
not overstanding what's given to them.
What happens is, you brought up an excellent point. All right, check it. What happens now when you're so bombarded with that image, you yourself start to adopt the behavior now, because you think this is the behavior you should be doing for the culture. Now, understanding, because you watch TV so much or you're on social media so much, that is the behavior. You see it with a lot of men, with dudes with this gangster thing, they have to act like black boys are so pressured to act tough.
Yep.
Because they're bombarded with this gangster thing and all this toughness and all that, finding themselves in problems they don't want to be in and shouldn't be in, because the standard that has been given to us is black men are criminals, black men are womanizers, the whoring. Fine, you know how much people in problems from whoring now that necessarily don't want to whore out themselves? Yeah? But they so bombarded and feel that's the expectation, that they need to be having sex with numerous women, and they the ones stuck with the problem.
Yeah, like.
Because I don't like using this word, fire, but that's the narrative. I hate that word, yeah. Narrative. That's the word everybody uses. That's the narrative given. Records, music, people fail to understand. I'm not talking about no independent artists. I'm talking about if you're at a record label, they did have to listen to what you said before they released it, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And the people who listen to it is mostly a room full of white people. Mm-hmm. So they listen to you talk all this craziness, and they're going to release it and put money behind it to market it. The question is why?
Yeah.
Why? there are two folds to it now. The culture has been groomed to accept that type of lyrics because before that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because let's keep it a buck. If you were to say certain things in the 70s, 80s, and 90s to a certain time, it wouldn't be acceptable as it is now. So we have to acknowledge something is groomed to culture. And mm-hmm. we all know culture is groomed by mass media in this present time. You have these white people strategically pumping out this type of message and grooming you to like a certain thing to the point where now if someone's giving a conscious message, you don't even pay it 2 minds.
Yeah, because consciousness within the grand scheme of the mind of a lot of black people is not cool. Because consciousness is it represents a sense of boredom to a lot of black people. When we realize, and that's one of the things, because and then we really start analyze now how comes consciousness come to them brain as being boredom. Now we realize the negative images attached to a particular sound wave and it attached to a particular type of tempo where them used to. So you see the fact that they're used to this particular type of sounds and the way how it's presented to them, the negative is presented to them in a particular light. And that in itself says energy, it says happiness, it says vibrancy. And because them now have a natural culture of vibrancy, and now them start associate vibrancy with that particular sound. So when the consciousness come in upon them now, it's like it's almost like it weird towards them ears now. So you realize that geared and get programmed for starting a certain way.
And for our two great examples of that consciousness shutting down that consciousness, you can see during the reggae, specifically with during Bob Marley's time, and then early hip hop. So during the rise of reggae, you had the rise of the Rastafari movement, right? And people was really on a conscious vibe. Whether you want to say this is conspiracy theory or not, but somebody made the play to shut things down because after the death of Bob Marley was the rise of Yellow Man with a totally different content, a totally different message, a totally different look, a totally different aspiration. Early hip hop, when you had that Public Enemy, and it's not just Public Enemy, but a lot of rappers, because what I noticed with hip hop too, I was listening to Craig Mack recently. He had some tune on there. It's about, I forgot the name of the topic, but fire, this come like some midnight tune, yeah? Craig Mack mm-hmm. with Bad Boy on his first album. I think it's called God Rule or something like that. Very powerful, conscious tune, analyzing society and encouraging people to do a certain behavior. So it's not that the fact the rappers don't have the capability of producing that type of sound, right? And I was saying, as you said earlier, the beat captured the people, right? So the dope beats you have, why couldn't you put a conscious sound on that same beat? Wouldn't it be famous?
Yeah, that is not the agenda.
All right. That's what I just want to make clear, yeah. though, because it's the beat that catch you. You can have the same hook, but just change the wording. Same vibe. It's just different wording and promoting a different message.
Mm-hmm. Them not really want that for inner consciousness. Because remember, you know, if most of the audiences who listen to, because the artists is most, the majority artists who sign to a label is just one who maintain a status quo.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it now, right now, any label, record label you have, they might have a nice artist who sings some love songs. That artist, a new artist is going to come in who sings some love songs. You see what I say to you? And then you have the artist now who deal with this gangster rap or deal with the trap thing or whatever. They might need a new trap artist because this trap thing is around the place. So you're going to need a new trap artist now for come on. Give you something else with a younger flair so you can sell a product now. Because remember, you know, record labels are companies. And what is the goal of a company? The goal of a company is to make profit. Yeah. What is there to profit off of? What is there to profit off of is that people like to consume negative things. Yeah. So we have to give them something negative to consume. And that is what it is now. But not realizing now that... Now, them realize it, you know, but I talk about the people.
Yeah.
Within the schematics of this agenda, whatever is presented to the people, them digging deep in the subconscious of the people now, and that in itself create the culture. Because yeah. remember, when we talk about culture, even though artists aren't the main aspects of a culture,
play a big part.
They play a big part in shaping a culture. Yeah. So the fact that these people are shaping the culture and this is a message of who shaped the culture.
And put to the front, you know?
Then whoever is within that culture start portray a lot of these behaviors.
Must be fire because... Even with the nakedness with the women right now, right? It's like, you can be a beautiful woman, fully clothed. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you can be extremely beautiful. There's no reason, there's no justification for you to be half naked.
But enough of the man them to not go even appreciate love that neither, because
there's a lot. They're so groomed though.
Them groomed for not appreciate love that.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to jump around, but I feel like we didn't touch this earlier on. I think we did briefly, but when we have black culture, we say it's an absolute culture, right? But there's so many subcultures within black culture, like you have subcultures within white culture. Mm-hmm. But I notice more in white culture, because they control the media, they do acknowledge the subcultures. They mm-hmm. acknowledge that this is not a representation of the mainstream. So for us now, they just try to focus on the negative aspect. But it's like, you know, you have your wealthy aspect, you have your cultural aspect, you have your lower end, your gangster aspect, your this and that. But it's like they take the worst part of the culture and they try to use that as the umbrella representation of the culture. And mm-hmm. we're telling everyone listening right now to one, you have to stop believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like, remember, because there are other representations of the culture, but they don't have the economic means to propagate the airways like a mainstream thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't say that other people aren't doing stuff. One, your taste has been so groomed not to even look at it, or you're not seeing it. So we can't say, like, because people always say this, like, I remember somebody was saying about movies, like, people make a lot of dope movies with great representations of black families. You're mm-hmm. not watching them.
Yep.
And even if it's in front of you, you don't want to watch it because your taste has been so groomed to see dysfunction.
It's almost like it's slow you down from home, because it's an adrenaline rush, you know. You realize the agenda of the black culture that is put in front of the people. It is almost like a fast-paced thing to keep them.
It is drama. I think we have a collective addiction to drama.
So you mentioned that now. That's the direction where I go. So I love it. You mentioned the drama now. Recently, I watched this thing called Beta Squad. Some bridging from England and thing. They might do some competition and they might try to figure out who is the black person. So they might have like 5 person disguise and they might try to ask different questions to figure out who is the black person. It really made me start think deep to myself when I realized the questions then what they might ask the people them.
Pure negativity and craziness probably, right?
Negativity and craziness fill the whole aspect of what they might ask. Cause they start ask things around like all right, all of them, each of you said the N-word.
Yeah.
And things like, what's your favorite?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like serious. So, because they might try to get the concept of how black people would be communicating amongst them one another, are things where you can do. You know the general thing with black culture is the same way of black people would have the movement and can dance. And and then if the way or your posture or you stand up, certain things where you say, things them where you do, all of these things. So it made me really realize the fact them really get to it. Them get to it now. The agenda itself has been carried out fully. And now, in turn, black people become the agents of proposing accept black culture.
Say that again before I get into the next thing about black people. Repeat that one.
Yeah, black people have become the agents of proposing the white made black culture.
All right, check this now, right? You see this online thing like YouTube and all that?
Mm-hmm.
One, majority of these black YouTube channels or podcasts are owned by white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the thing, I don't really see, I see white men disagree, right? But I don't see white men bragging about beating people up, 40-year-old men, 50-year-old beating people up, or I'll beat you up, or I'll knock you out, or I shot you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's being highlighted and that's being supported and that's getting the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
There are many other people speaking about things and having a strong representation of men and how men should conduct themselves with character, poise, and all those type of things, right? But back to what you were saying, these people now, because they're able to get that sponsorship from whoever, are being the agents of propagating this white created black culture, and they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's so out of hand is that, like, it's just such a battle to present a healthy image of a black person, because it seems like we got to the point where black people don't want to see a healthy image of black people.
Yo.
I think that's where, I just think that, like, analyzing this thing, I think we reached a point where that disgusts you as a black person. I need to see the dysfunction and the drama, and if I don't see that now, it's like that kind of, you know how like the negative negative image supposed to just leave a bad taste in the mouth? Mm-hmm. It leave a bad taste in my mouth of just seeing a solid black person.
Yo, I see this in the corporate environment already over and over again. So when it comes to that black person who is loud and always want to be the center of attention, they're always the person who is supposedly liked in some aspect. Or, oh, come on, let's tag along. And then then for some reason, that black individual always feel like them need to outdo themselves.
Yeah.
Always get that attention. And how do we... But the part to me, you know, where really catch my attention is, why? Why does that person feel like they need to be the center of attention? And how are they becoming center of attention by doing what? Who gave them that attitude to actually fulfill so that them could like get attention? And what are the things them with them are doing tonight? And it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
It's always the same thing. It's always a black, if it's a black man for the most part, it's always the black man who have that high pitch, who have that high pitch. Always have some form of extra gesticulation,
gesticulation,
always want to outdo themselves and be seen. And then if it's a black woman, it's always that black woman who have to be loud and yes, and all of these different things and carry on fire. And it's, we really sit down and think about it. That's not our natural self.
That's not our self, and it's not a represent. More than anything, if I want to go back to the thing, it's not a true representation of black culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a representation of a subculture within black culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't want to acknowledge, and I can't repeat that enough. And it's just like the media has done such a great job of bombarding. Next thing I've been analyzing, if I had sport analysts, you know, listen to when I say this. I'm not a great sports person, but I could speak about the realm of basketball. The people I see with sports analyst jobs, not all of them, but majority of them, right? And please correct me if I'm wrong. People that deal with dysfunction, fire, they always had like some crazy thing going on in their career. They weren't like solid family men.
Mm-hmm.
No, real fire. Like, check these people. They're not like just dudes that kind of, it's always dudes that have been in a lot of trouble and had a lot of drama around their careers. Why is that person an analyst? And why does that person have a position? So I don't know if that's the only people that want the position. I have to put that out there. But it seems like they're attracted to dysfunction. And they what's the term? They celebrate dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because the drama we mentioned before, to the drama, remember, you know, them type of people that were more likely to have a dramatic effect towards the show. So they want to enhance that particular dramatic effect. You know?
Yeah, it makes sense because my Bridger Ransom, the rapper, he have a line talking about.
Tough, man.
Yeah, big tough, yeah. He had a line talking about, they talking about, you know what Bridger and King Von? You ever heard of somebody called King Von?
King Von, you're the name, I can't think about that song still.
Yeah, one dark Bridger, yeah.
Yeah.
A dark person, and he was speaking about, they talking about Rest in Peace, King Von. It's not funny. They talk about this man. Why he is what he is. He's a unique character. He's a trap rapper, and he's just a dark individual, you know. And like, it was a lot of rest in peace for this breaker, and come like a demon, tell you the truth, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. But people had so much love in their heart for him, even though he was. Mm-hmm. Of a human being, along with all the people that he hurt. But people had so much compassion for him when he died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that comes from us being molded to have this dysfunction with the culture. And I want to be clear, man. I want to say it's all not accountable, like, this is the thing. But I'm just saying in regards to the strategic standpoint, the people that have the power put a certain representation of black people as the norm for the culture. And I'm letting you know that is not black culture. That is the white representation of black culture. We need to throw this in there, too, in regards to accountability, that people have to stop supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to ask because it's like food. They're addicted to it. It's like asking a person to clean up their eating. This is going to take a long time for this person to clean up the eating. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done in regards to reversing this love for this culture. That we support stuff that is so detrimental. 99.9% of these celebrities that we watch and support are detrimental to us, fine. they're detrimental to your psyche, they're detrimental to your self-worth, because for a lot of people, all they do is create insecurity.
I'm going to ask that question still.
Yeah.
So, we can see certain people that listen to the reasoning and really want to hear this answer. What is the real, actual representation of Black culture? What you identify as Black culture?
I don't know, man. I think it's so diverse. You can't really, for me personally, I could do like my representation of it is first generation Jamaican, right? Hardworking people, family oriented, people of principle, people of character, people of standard, people with vision, you know, like, because that's the culture I grew up around. And that's the subculture within the main culture. So I don't think we could ever have a umbrella culture because it's so diverse based on region also.
Yeah.
And based on access to resources and access to, you know, employment and religions and, you know, your economic status, what we just mentioned. But I think it's so diverse that you can't have, like, for instance, what is Jamaican culture? Do we have an umbrella for Jamaican culture? The man in St. Elizabeth lived and talk totally different from the man in Westmoreland. The man in Westmoreland lived a different life.
Well, don't know what the world think of Jamaican culture. Yeah. You have locks and all right, smoke
and that's not Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? Jamaican is a drinking culture. Not saying people don't burn herb in Jamaica. But Jamaica is a more alcoholic
type culture. Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Yep. And the locks thing is not embraced in Jamaica. Yeah, like never
maybe
it get commercialized, but you know the history. But it goes to what I say. You have subcultures because depending on what family around, you may be around a family where it's a Rastafari abrasion. Mm-hmm. But then you may go to another household where they despise dreadlocks and they despise patois. You have to speak the king's English.
Yeah.
You have a next house where they eat and fried chicken.
So diverse and unique.
Yeah, so how can we say?
Well, I think the umbrella with me would ask, sum it up on that. I think resilience is one of the main
aspects. We will put that in there.
Main aspect of Black culture, because I feel like there's always, because of where they are on the economical ladder,
yeah,
and regardless of the culture,
yeah, that's
there's always
a
bounce back type of mentality within the culture itself too. And then there's this next aspect of vibrancy, where if you see a Nigerian over in Africa, they might always have this vibrancy in regards to the art
and them
things there. You go straight to Jamaica, you're in America, you see Black people, y'all always have this type of vibrancy to it. And then there's this aspect of Black culture to highlight is the self-identity. I think it's an aspect of Black culture. It is one of the main bases of Black culture, but I think it's one of the aspects of Black culture where it's not defined fully as yet, because there's a self-identity that takes place where some don't know themselves.
Yeah.
Them start go so far astray towards the white made Black culture. Some already identify themselves but want to separate from those who them think don't know the right yet. And then there's this next batch of people to see me, you know, where I try hold our heights and I try have the type of collective security within it. So I feel like the self-identity is one of the next part of Black culture. Some would have said the resilience, the vibrancy, and the self-identity in itself would have been the summation.
But those are all positive things.
No, not the self-identity is not a full positive. Remember, so I just break it down, you know. Because I said the self-identity, the reason why I'm going to put it as one of the main concepts of Black culture is because it goes so much different direction.
I got you.
Because the self-identity is where lead we towards the white male Black culture, because we can't identify. The identification of self is one of the main confusion within Black culture, regardless of Jamaica, in Africa, in US, anywhere at all.
I think with that is that, one, not to blame people for it, right? But I think that, you know how you have a boarding school or you have the military and they just, they take you out of that environment and you're saturated with a certain ideology and behaviors? Black people have to have that to kind of, you know what I'm saying, to find them, because as long as you're seeing billboards and bombarded with media and constantly getting these messages every day that you're nothing, you know, white beauty is the highest standard, or you're this and that, they're always going to struggle with it in this environment, unless you really find yourself. And people who find themselves really work on themselves. And I want to be clear, because you can grow around a Black conscious person and still be confused, because I think it's that self-work where you really find yourself. Because I know many people who, you know, deal with certain things, but their kids kind of on a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of them. They exposed it to them, but the kids themselves haven't found that conviction and found themselves.
Yeah.
You know, but like, unless you're able to do a lot of work, which most people aren't, right, is the reality of it, is very hard to really find yourself in this environment because it's not made for you to find yourself.
But we need to have a start, though. I think a lot of the problem where a lot of Black people, let me say, them not even have a start towards finding themselves. And even if them know off the concept,
I think I would equate their mind frame to the Christian. Like, you can't speak against you can't speak out against Christianity and the Bible to a Christian who's really deep into the thing.
Let that true.
Right? So it's the same thing. You can't go tell a man about himself when he's so far gone. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go tell him. He's not able to hear it.
Well, at least if we have hope for the future, we're hoping that some way through them can find them way through the whole toxicity where it take place and at least come back to some form of and maintaining some form of collective security within the realm side so the Black culture can be redefined and pushing our more positive light. So that's the way I and I would have hope still. Yeah.
And we would need a lot of sacrifice too, because all these people that take these jobs to propagate it, I know they don't have a collective viewpoint, and also I understand that they're trying to make money, but they don't understand, as you mentioned early, they are so detrimental because they're being used to propagate the ideas that's detrimental to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part people don't understand. They think everything's so light and everything and that, but it's a serious thing. You know, it's pretty screwed up when you think about it. Because when you do a movie and you're there shaking your head and doing all these things, it's like, millions of people are seeing it and they're being indoctrinated believing like this is the norm. You know?